Good afternoon. Just as of last night and going through the training room, there's really only one injury still to report on. It's James Stark. So, and James will be challenged to go to practice Wednesday, is what they're telling me today. With that, I'll take your questions.
The same ankle, is this aggravated or
it's his right ankle. He's actually, it's both his ankles have been injured throughout the season, so it's his right ankle.
Mike, do you have a plan for Chad this week?
Well, we're hopeful Chad can get through a week, go through the week in practice and play in the game. So that's, that's the goal. But we got to get him down to practice Wednesday and see how he does.
Is he cleared if you went pads this week? I don't know if you're out, but
we're going to go pads Thursday, but he's he went through practice Friday. He took the opponent squad reps in Friday's practice, so and came through that fine and looked good and so forth. So we're ready to move to the next step.
So forth, where does he fall into that, can play without a lot of practice?
I want Chad Clifton to play in this game. He knows that, and that's the goal. So, but once again, with his injury situation and what he's gone through the last 9-10 weeks, we'll take it day by day. But the goal is for him to play against Detroit.
Mike, what do you say you want him to play in order to?
I want to see him play. I want to see him play in the game. I'm sorry?
To see whether you have a comfortable
and for him to be comfortable. I mean, Chad's played a lot of football for us. And, Chad's an all-pro left tackle. So, really, the call he needs to answer is his own. And, the feedback has been very good throughout the rehab. And I just want to see him take the next step. But more importantly, he needs to get out there in live action. He'll be close this week. So they feel very good about the progress that he has made. But the way they hold practice Wednesday, that hasn't been determined yet. I thought the offensive line played very well. That was a big challenge for the offensive line. The offensive line actually is going to receive the game ball when we come back together Wednesday. So I think it tells you how we felt about their performance as a whole. Ryan Pickett's just going through some of the testing, but he's getting real close. So whether he's cleared for Wednesday's practice, that has not been confirmed yet.
Is there a danger in believing that his absence or his return alone will cure the run issues that he had on the?
Well, Ryan Pickett is clearly probably our best run defender, up front. I would say that is definitely accurate. Our performance yesterday was clearly not in line with the expectations of our defense. It's probably our worst performance from a pure grading standpoint that we've had in our time here. So, and there's plenty to go around. From the discipline and gap integrity to just the details, and it's really the fundamentals. So it's a performance that was graded just like every other performance. We don't sweep things under the rug when we win games, versus if the outcome goes the other way. So we'll take a close look at it with our players today and tomorrow individually. We're on a Victory Monday schedule, so they come in individually, watch the tape. Most of the guys have been in. And we'll talk about it as a football team on Wednesday. And we need to have an improved effort against Detroit.
Mike, what factors went into your decision when you played the finale in 07?
What factors?
What did you look at in terms of trying to decide whether you're going to sit guys, take them out early?
Well, every team's different. Every player that played and didn't play in the game, it was an individual situation. So you looked at those factors. I think about 07. I think about 2 years ago when we went out and played Arizona. So you draw from those experiences, how you felt your team went through that, what was best for that for that team. But at the end of the day, you're going to do what's best for this team and the individuals, you know, on your football team. You know, we're preparing to win this game. It's important for us to sweep our division, 15-1. So we're going to, you know, have an excellent game plan, and we're on the Detroit as a staff, and you know, prepare it from excuse me, individually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, like we always do, the assistants. So we're approaching this game just like the others.
Mike, in recent history, number one seeds, at least in the NFC, in the last 4 years, only one has made it to the Super Bowl, and I think that one was the only one to get as far as a championship game. Has momentum taken over as maybe more important for a team at the end of the year than just relying on the home field advantage?
It's quality of play. Now, is momentum part of that? Definitely, I think it's part of your you know, characteristic of quality of play. So every plays football, the best at the, you know, at the end of the year wins games. So I really don't put a whole lot of stock or value into, you know, what seed or went to the Super Bowl versus, you know, the sixth seed like we did last year. So our goal is to play these games at home, and we've reached that goal. But, you know, it's important for us to play at the highest rate of quality that we can, and that's what we're focused on.
Mike, what went into Zamo being inactive?
Well, like any time you have a healthy player that's inactive, it's always a combination of you know, special teams, things that's going on the particular side of the ball, and it was no different in Frank's case.
So he is healthy.
Excuse me?
But he is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what did you think you got out of Soto? You want to get a longer look at him?
Well, we weren't getting longer looks. I mean, we're trying to, you know, this is not preseason. I think it's definitely a misconception. People talk about playing this game as a preseason game. You know, you got to remember your roster size is a lot bigger in a preseason. So it was important for Vic to play in the game because he earned the opportunity. We also worked him some as a defensive end because of the health of our defensive line. So there's a number of factors why Vic was up, and you know, he did some good things when he played.
Have you, in your coaching career, ever been a part of a game where you didn't have any penalties? And maybe how proud of your team are you? Because there was a time when maybe penalties were kind of a bug.
Well, I mean, it's definitely what you talk about, discipline and playing within the rules. We go through it every Thursday as a team. The tendencies of the officiating crew. The tendencies of the opponent, you know, things that they do, and so forth. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, you have zero penalties. I don't recall being part of that. But no penalties and not turning the ball over. That's good. That's a good formula for winning.
What parts of Matt Stafford's game have impressed you the most this season as a guy who's worked with a lot of quarterbacks?
Well, you know, I haven't seen him yet this week, but, you know, if you look at his numbers, the ability is always there. I think, but the most impressive characteristic of Stafford is probably the long drives. You know, the 99-yarder was it a few weeks ago. When you see young quarterbacks put together those kind of drives, those are things you can really build off of as a football team and as an offense. So I think that's been the most impressive part of his game.
Mike, how did your coverage spread out last night?
Special teams played very well, and it really started with the kicker and the punter. I thought Tim Mastey was excellent with the ball placement. Mason did a good job also with the kickoff. So, and we covered it very well. And we definitely felt our special teams was a winning performance. Yeah.
Do you have to weigh versus, you know, they've had a little bit of a layoff,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of work versus not wanting to get them, you know, their injuries worse? I mean, is that something you have to go through in the process?
Well, I think you definitely weigh all those characteristics, you know, their experience here, your experience with them, your experience of how they played coming off injuries. I mean, you talk about all those topics. So, and that'll be the case this week. You know, but at the end of the day, you have seven guys that go down and 46 that are up. So, I mean, ever how that combination shakes out, you know, that's really what the week's for. But you know, once again, we have full intentions of being 15-1 come Sunday afternoon.
Didn't play for Greg this week.
Well, I'd like to get him on a practice field would be the first step. So we'll see how he does.
Thank you.